We, poor, suffering souls fallen into this ocean of material existence, are in the most unfortunate situation of being separated from Krishna due to our own wicked mentality. Krishna bahir mokhaya bhogavanchakare nikatastha mayatare japati adhare. Due to being inimical to Krishna, our desires change from wanting to serve Krishna to wanting to enjoy independently our senses, and Maya is just there to catch us and binds us up with all kinds of material desires. So we're Krishna Bahirmukh. We're turned away from Krishna. What is the solution? The solution is to turn toward Krishna. How does that happen? How can we turn toward Krishna? Sadhu Shastra Kripai Jadi Krishnon Mukhoi Shejiv Nishtare Maya Tahare Charai. When, by the mercy of sadhus and Shastra, Vedic literature, we become Krishnonmukh, we turn around, instead of Bahimukh, turning our face away from Krishna, we turn around and face Krishna. In other words, we become inclined to serve Krishna. Then, just by that, we become delivered from material existence and Maya lets us go. So we're most fortunate if we can take to Krishna consciousness. Everyone in this material world is unfortunate due to forgetting Krishna. One who remembers Krishna by the mercy of devotees and the Vedic scriptures becomes fortunate. I've heard it said, one of those Prabhupada said, that Srila Prabhupada had said that one who takes to Krishna consciousness is most fortunate. That's understandable. And one who, having taken to Krishna consciousness, again goes away is most unfortunate. Janiya shunya bishkaino. Narottam Das laments his own position as he perceives it. Hari hari bifale janama gawaino manusha janama paya radha krishna nabhajiya. Janiya shunya bishkaino. He's lamenting, calling out, hari hari. Oh, uselessly, I have taken birth and lived my life, having got a human birth, which is meant for self-realization, which means ultimately to serve Radha and Krishna. I didn't serve Radha and Krishna, therefore knowingly I have drunk poison. So it's a most unfortunate situation when someone deliberately inflicts harm on himself, or knowing better, he should know better, he inflicts harm on himself. How is it possible that someone who has this knowledge of Krishna consciousness and is exposed to the bliss of Krishna consciousness, how is it that they can, having been delivered from that horrible situation, most suffering situation of material existence, they again go back to material existence. They try to forget Krishna. Maya, Krishna's illusory energy, has two main methods of action, modus operandi. There is her avaranatmika shakti, avaranatmika vritti, her potency by which she keeps the jivas covered in material existence. And then when someone tries to escape from material existence, she has her prakshepatmika vritti, her special potency. Oh, for those who are coming out of her clutches to get thrown back in again. In other words, it is her unpalatable duty is not always pleasing. It is our duty to test the conditioned souls who have taken to Krishna consciousness to see how sincere they are by trying to pull them back into material existence. We learn from Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam Janmanamante Gyanavang Mang Prapadyate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatna Sudurlaba. One who realizes, after cultivating knowledge, spiritual knowledge over many lifetimes, someone who comes to the point of realizing that what I'm really looking for is Krishna, I'm looking for that all-pervading reality. That all-pervading reality is Krishna. Someone who realizes that and surrenders to Krishna on that basis, Krishna says, is a very rare, great soul. So again comes the question that, well, having gone through many lifetimes, why would one go away? Why would one turn back again? We're turned away from Krishna, Bahimukh, then we turn toward Krishna, Unmukh, and then again we turn away. Some clue is there in Bhagavad Gita. Well, Krishna himself directly states, is more than a clue, Ashradadhana purusha dharmasyasya parantapa aprapyamang nevartante mrityu sangsara vartmani. One who is not faithful on the path of devotional service, O conqueror of foes, does not attain me, but attains, again, goes back to repeated birth and death in material existence. But still, why, if one had attained faith, should one become unfaithful? Now, those who go away from Krishna, having turned toward him, they go back to material existence. It may not always be gross fall down. Gross fall down means one becomes an out-and-out materialist with the eat, drink, sleep, be merry and enjoy, for tomorrow we shall all be dead program. It may be that someone takes to Krishna consciousness, but they don't fully go away from it, or they maintain some semblance of it. Especially this verse, this Bahunam Jamanamante Gyanavang Mang Prapadyate, this gives us a clue that of a kind of person who takes the Krishna consciousness but becomes attracted to impersonalism, because someone on the path of knowledge, generally in at least in Gaudiya Vaishnav terminology, the jnana often refers to people who are cultivating spiritual knowledge with the aim of merging into the impersonal absolute. So people have cultivated that for many, many lifetimes, and then they turn toward Krishna with the idea of surrendering to him, but gradually it may dawn upon them the enormity of what they're doing. I have to surrender my independence. I have to see everyone and everything according to Krishna's vision. For instance, Namang Dishkrishna Muha Prapadyante Narada Maha Maya Pahrita Jnana Asurang Bhavamashritaha. Krishna says that those who do not surrender to me, they are rascals. They are of different kinds. They may be classified as the lowest among men, fools, apparently very learned and knowledgeable, but actually not, and just out-and-out demons. Now, the impersonalist generally doesn't criticize. We see the impersonalists where are the impersonalists in the modern age? There are a few still following the traditional impersonalist sampradayas, but the disease of impersonalism, Mayavad, Neo-Mayavad, has spread all over the world in this new age so-called philosophy in which you're supposed to be nice to everyone, you don't criticize anyone, and everything's wonderful, keep on smiling, make sure your teeth are white when you're smiling, give a good smile. Most important thing to do is smile. That's one of the mottos of that we hear from Neo-Mayavadis, although we don't find that in Krishna's teachings in Bhagavad Gita, or even in the Mayavadis, in the traditional Mayavad teachings for that matter. But it's very important for them to be nice. And to surrender to Krishna's teachings, it's very cut and dried, very clear. On one side there is Krishna, on the other side there is Maya. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hoy Andaka Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Adhika. One is either surrendered to Krishna and he's in spiritual consciousness, or he's not and he's in material consciousness. It's the difference between light and day. And there can be between light and day there is a interim period, dusk and dawn. Though that may be compared to the dawn, may be compared to the stage in which one is coming out of Maya and one is doing sadhana and beginning to see things as they are. And within a short time, he should come to the light. The light here doesn't mean the light of impersonal oneness, but the light of jnana deepa, of knowledge, by which we see ourselves and Krishna. We see Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I'm meant to surrender to him. So this concept of surrendering to God, to Krishna, accepting him as the Supreme Controller, can be very difficult for persons who have been cherishing the idea over many lifetimes that I myself am God. It's a very big step for them. In that sense, people who are materialistic but approach Krishna, they're in a better situation. The artho jignasa artati, well, especially the artha, the distressed, and the person desiring wealth, they're materialistic, but they approach Krishna with the understanding that he's much greater than me, he can help me. But the Mayavadi idea is that, well, oh, it's horrible even to say it, but they do say it. And just to highlight the madness and the rascaldom of it, they say that, well, Krishna's not actually a person, but he's some representation of the ultimate truth, which is ultimately impersonal. They deny the... They deny the eternality of Krishna's form, Ishvara Paramakrishna, Satyadananda Vigraha. They deny that, and instead they think the form of Krishna, his eternal spiritual blissful form to whom we have to surrender, that's also material. In this regard, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prakrita Koryamane Vishnu Kaleba Vishnu Ninda Nahi Iha Upur. That one who thinks that Krishna's transcendental form is a product of material energy is, what's he doing? He's blaspheming Krishna in the worst possible way. So even people, even the Mayavadis, they may even chant the name of Krishna, but they're chanting, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, it's just like, it's like attacking him. The arrows of Krishna's enemies don't hurt him as much as the prayers of the Mayavadis. But it seems like they're very it may seem like they're very devotional. So someone may turn away from Krishna, turn away from the path of pure devotional service, but seem to be devotees. They may revert to the impersonalism that they held before, either in this life or in previous lives. A sign of that is that people who are supposed to be in Krishna consciousness, but they start to become averse to talking about Krishna and Krishna consciousness, and they may go on giving talks, but there's no Krishna. Another thing we can observe is that many of them, well, they're not that many of them, saying Krishna, but the number may increase. It's a very dangerous and slippery slope to try to hide Krishna or lose a taste for it, for publicly presenting Krishna, or not have the faith to do so. If we think that I am converting people, and then how do I do it? Instead of thinking that let me be an instrument and let me speak what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to speak, Jari Dekho Tarek Aha Krishna Upadesh. Instead of speaking Krishna's instructions, and let Chaitanya Mahaprabhu work the magic, then instead if we think, well, let me say something else that people like to hear, and then we can bring more people, but people don't like to hear about Krishna or surrendering to Krishna. They prefer to hear other things, so let's speak some other things. And one trend I've noticed is talking Buddha stories of the Buddha. There are so many stories. They're probably 99% apocryphal, which means they didn't really happen. We don't know. Then the Buddha's lives from the life of the life of the Buddha was written, Lalita Vistara was written centuries after Buddha left this world. And then there are so many Jataka stories of Buddha in previous lives, how he was a good animal or a good person, and eventually he became the Buddha, Shakya Singh. This is a disaster in Vaishnava society to start telling Buddha stories. Now, of course, some of the teachings of Buddha, they are in line with Krishna consciousness, especially Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi Dukkha Dosha Anudarshanam, that we should see that birth, death, old age and disease are miserable. This is the starting point of Buddhism, but actually not Anudarshanam, that one should see for what, well, I guess it is Anudarshanam, seeing through the eyes of Buddha, but here Anudarshanam means, when Krishna says that, through the eye of Shastra and previous authorities who follow Vedic Shastra. So Buddha, he actually took that Vedic philosophy and then came up with his own ideas, and it's disastrous for several reasons. One main reason is because Buddhism is by definition not spiritual. We can say, well, Buddhism, of course it's spiritual, but one of the main teachings of Buddha is there's no such thing as spirit. What in Sanskrit is called Atma, Buddha says Anatma. There's no spirit. So Buddhism is by definition not spiritual. And they don't believe in any ultimate material reality or any ultimate reality. Their ultimate aim is just to snuff out nirvana. In their definition, nirvana means just to put out a candle of a stream of consciousness which somehow gets incarnated in different births. It's not spiritual. And then what does spiritual mean? Spiritual means, if it's not spiritual, then it must be material. Krishna has two basic, his multiple energies are divided into, or manifest as two. One is spiritual and one is material. And in materialism, there may be morality. As the Buddha stories, they Jataka stories, they give the idea of morality. But by definition, they're meaningless, because in Buddhism, there's no meaning to anything. So by definition, Buddhism is meaningless, which means that one of the bedrocks of Vaishnava philosophy is that there is meaning, there is reality. It's not what we perceive as reality, but in Buddhism, it's not there. And there's no surrender. There may be moral high values, but it's all on the material platform. And exactly how, from becoming moral to becoming a Buddha, They may have some explanation. They actually have the different schools of Buddhism are very developed philosophies, because it's like a developed philosophy to explain 1 + 1 = 3. And then you have to get into complex mathematics to obfuscate the fact that it doesn't make any sense. So in Buddhism, there's no surrender to Krishna. There's no love of Krishna. There's no Krishna. There's not even you. There's not even Buddha. So if Vaishnavas start to get a habit of saying Buddha stories, it's very, very dangerous. We're not Buddhists. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarne Srila Prabhupada, he defined his mission in delivering the Western world from impersonalism and voidism. Shunyavad refers to Buddhism, or a specific school of Buddhism. Now, people like to hear Buddha stories, no doubt, but it doesn't help them come any closer to Krishna. And in fact, by telling so many stories like this, it may obfuscate the fact that we are supposed to surrender to Krishna. And people like that. It's just like this whole New Age gives you a feeling of being spiritual while not being spiritual. Without any surrender or hard work of surrender. You may say, well, we're hearing about Buddha. He's also Vishnu avatar. Yeah, but that's not our recommended Vaishnava process. We hear about Buddha how? Nindasi yagya vidher ahaha shruti jatam sadaya hridaya darshita pashu ghatam keshava dhritta buddha sharira jaya jagadisha hare. We understand Buddha in context, that he is preached atheism by denigrating the Vedic literature for the purpose, which was required at that time, to stop the misuse of Vedic sacrifices for unnecessarily killing so many animals. So this way we understand Buddha, not that we take his teachings, although we may very selectively take some teachings which are in line with the actual message of the Vedas, Krishna consciousness, but then again, it's not required, actually, because everything there is in the Vedas full and complete and perfect. Now, it may seem that I'm overly critical. I may be charged with that. In fact, I am. But I'm trying to point this out because there is a very real danger for the whole of Vaishnav society. The whole Vaishnav society can be misled if persons who are supposed to represent it to the public, or to represent the parampara within the society of Vaishnavas, if they get this habit of speaking that which is not connected to Krishna, not which doesn't directly reveal the truths of Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, speaking to his devotees, said, Jodi ama pratishneha take shabaka, tabe Krishna beti rikta nagaibaya. If you love me, he said, then do one thing. Just don't talk about anything except Krishna. Keep on this topic. Now, a few days ago, I gave a talk on this Navai Jano Jatu Katanchana Vrajen Makunda Sevyan Nivadanga Sangs Rizim. This verse in which Narada tells Vyas that a devotee of Krishna, even if he falls down and becomes like a materialistic fruitive worker, he doesn't undergo material existence like an ordinary karmi, because he cannot but remember Krishna. He'll come back to Krishna. So no one's going to go away from Krishna forever if they've taken up devotional service. But then we say, well, why is there so much warning against Mayavad? Why do the Shastras and Acharyas warn so much about that? Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in one of his songs, talking about giving up bad associations, says that, paraphrasing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who says, Asat Sangatya E Vaishnavacha Sri Sangi Eka Sadhu Krishna Bhakta. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that the symptom of a Vaishnava is that he gives up bad association. And bad association in two categories, Stri Sangi, which means materialistic people, or people who are very much enamored by the prospect of enjoying their senses. Another is Krishna Bhakta, a non-devotee, someone who may seem to be very spiritual, but is not a devotee of Krishna, which refers to Mayavadis, impersonalists. So in this song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the position of gross sense enjoyers, Vishaya Vimudha, are Mayavadi Jan. He opens the song with that line. The Vishayi, the people who are engaged in sense gratification, they're fools. But he goes on to explain that much worse than the foolish materialists are the Mayavadis, because by the materialists can take to Krishna consciousness much more easily than the Mayavadis, who cultivate a sense of deliberate avoidance of Krishna. So that's when we see if people are supposed to be spiritualists or even devotees, if they speak in a way in which they seem to be deliberately avoiding speaking of Krishna, there's a big problem there. And we say, well, how can devotees be attracted to such things? It's very difficult to understand how devotees can be attracted to this superficial spiritualism of impersonalism, and even want to share that with others. All I can surmise is that this offense of Mayavad has been in their hearts for many lifetimes, and they didn't root it out. They didn't actually surrender to Krishna, or they made some offense by which this wrong idea entered their heart. Very, very dangerous for all of Vaishnava society if the impersonalist influence enters. Keep it out. That's why we see Srila Prabhupada and all the Vaishnava acharyas, they warn so much, don't associate with Mayavadis. Don't, definitely don't speak what they speak. And then what happens? You get into, say, stop talking about Krishna, and then you talk so many things. You become accustomed to not speaking about Krishna and at the same time being supposedly spiritual. It's a disaster. So let us all make the resolve to turn toward Krishna. That's Prabhupada's mercy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy gave us the opportunity to turn toward Krishna. That means we have to hear about Krishna. We have to chant about Krishna. Simple, very simple. Having become so fortunate to get on this path, let us not make the cardinal error of again going away. Drift, drift, drift. Don't drift. Run to Krishna, Atmanikshepa. Throw ourselves at Krishna's lotus feet. That with full faith. Otherwise, ashadadhana purusha. If we don't keep faith, dharmasyasya parantapa, aprapyamang nivartante. We won't get Krishna. Mrityu sangsara vartane. We're on a very dangerous edge. Kshurasya dhara nihita duratteya durgang patas tatkavayo. Path of spiritual life is like a razor's edge. Be careful. Call out for Krishna's help. Always calling out for Krishna's help. Turning toward Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpa tarubhyas charkibha sindhubhyas vichar. Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnava. Dante nithaya trinakam padayani patya kritvacha kakushatam etadaham bravimi he sadhava sakala eva vihaya durak chaitanya chandra charane gurudha.